about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I love these emails I'm getting. Dr. Dahlia, why aren't you running for office? Because nobody would vote for me. You know, people think loud, educated women are annoying. You know, you really got to appeal to the masses. You have to have one of those voices that is really commanding, you know, and I'm just too soft-spoken. And I think I'm probably too feminine. I don't know. You know, I was asked to run for mayor of Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is a huge city. And it's such a huge task to be mayor of Las Vegas, which is, I think, an amazing city, that there's actual laws stating that you can't, you know, hold your regular employment. You know, you can't be mayor plus run the corner store or run your medical office. You can't do that. So I would have had to give up radio, and I would have had to give up, give up being a doctor. To be mayor, and as much as I love the city I live in, I wasn't ready to do that because my show had just landed on XM, and things were just moving in the right direction. And the thing with politics is I just don't want to be a politician. You know, I don't want to please people. I don't want to please donors. I don't want somebody saying, I'm going to give you $5,000 for your campaign, but then you owe me. I don't want to owe you. I don't want to owe anybody. I want to do my own thing. And somebody like me would not make a good politician. Do I have skeletons in the closet? No, I don't think I have skeletons in the closet. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of old college pictures that could surface, you know, and later be photoshopped. And I'm sure somebody could draw in a wardrobe malfunction. And I don't need that. I don't need my kids to go through that. Would I ever want to be president of the United States? No one would vote for me. No, because, you know, I do suffer from some PMS, and, you know, like one of the medical headlines is birth control helps, you know, prevent period pain. I'm not saying a woman can't be a president because of PMS. I'm saying me, when I have my period, leave me the heck alone. I don't give a heart and doot. If I'm on a plane to North Korea to talk to Kim Jong-un, right, and his pew, 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 pew video game buddies. You know, if I don't feel well, I don't feel well. Leave me alone. And I need to take my nap. I really, really, really like my naps. And if they come up with a schedule where I got to be here and then I got to be there and I need my nap. I usually take a nap every day. I need my nappy poos. So, no, probably couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. You know, and my husband, he's not the type to be a first man. My husband's the type to be president. You know, he's kind of strong and he's burly, so muscular. I wouldn't castrate him, making him a first man. No way. He's the man of the house. I like it that way. I mean, yes, my opinion, you know, needs to be noted and not just duly noted, acted upon. But he's still the man of the house, you know, and I'm kind of good with that. He can wear the pants in the family, you know. I mean, yeah, I wear pants and stuff, but I just kind of like it that way. So the answer to your question is no. I'm probably not going to run for office ever. I like what I do. I like being on the radio. I like having fans. I want people to like me. I don't want people to dislike me. And I'm sure people do dislike me. Trust me, when I send a patient to collections, whew, they hate me. They hate my family. They hate my mother. Trust me, I hear it. I hear it. Right? You know, and I know there's people that probably out there, you know, don't like my show. I mean, I hypothetically, I could see how that could happen. But I like being liked. I like to entertain. And I just don't see my getting to do what I would really want to do in Congress, because whoever donates money, you know, is going to want you to support what they do. And I don't think a politician should be bought. But the truth of the matter is if you're a politician, you need to be reelected. And if you need to be reelected, you need more donors. So you got to make your donors happy. And I think it's ridiculous what we spend for elections. They were already talking about the millions and millions of dollars President Obama already has. you know how nice it would be to just, you know, give that money to, I mean, look, the Red Cross needs it, especially after their fine they receive for paperwork. I mean, you know, you look at this money for campaign ads and political ads, and we have people on food stamps. We have people that are poor. We have people that can't afford health care. We have people that can't afford a transplant, cancer treatment, can't afford the rent. And you're looking at the millions upon millions and millions of dollars being spent, you know, on political races. But I know the presidency, that's all part of the American way, our democratic process. The more money you spend, the more money you have, the more Botox, the better you look, the better elected you are. You know, one thing that really made me mad, all right, about, and, you know, we talk about voter psychology a lot on the show, is we were talking about the debate. I was talking about this, I think, in the last hour of yesterday's show, and how Newt Gingrich had, in the debate, slammed Juan Williams, and from a debate standpoint, did well. You know, he did really well. And when on Fox News, Megyn Kelly was asking some conservatives, do they think this is a game changer? You know, did Newt do that well? A lady stood up, looked like an educated lady, stood up and goes, no, he's an old, ugly, rich, fat guy. And when I saw that, I realized we're not dealing with educated voters. We're dealing with a lot of ignoramuses. And if she looked, I'm not saying you have to like Newt, but if the American voter is looking at our candidates as fat, ugly, old, rich people, no wonder we need to go for looks. We need to find a community leader who went to Harvard and put him up on the Democratic ticket like they did in 2008. You know, if our voters are going to follow the prettiest butterfly, then that's what we're dealing with. So you need to have the fancy commercials. You need to have the fancy suits. You need to have the fancy signs. We're not dealing with people looking at concrete, you know, heart or passion or intelligence. They look at people as fat, rich, old, skinny. That's the voter. And if we got to appeal to an ignorant voter, our whole campaign strategy has to change. When we come back, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so big news today was the Keystone oil pipeline rejection by the Obama administration. This was supposed to create endless amounts of jobs. This was, you know, the Republicans were really excited about this. I know this was somehow mixed into the whole payroll tax bill, and I'm still really confused about why everything has to be interrelated and we just can't, you know, I mean, have one bill for one topic. But again, that's not why I'm not running for office. But I like to look at politics from the psychology aspect. And again, I'm a family doctor. So with family doctors, you know, psychology is in everything. Even though we're not psychologists or psychiatrists, as a family doc, we just like to look at the psychology of everything. Because once you understand the psychology, you understand why people do what they do. And this could have been predicted 60 days ago. Okay, now, what President Obama said is, of course, they had to reject the whole Keystone XL oil pipeline because they had to, you know, see if it was going to environmentally harm the sensitive grasslands and the aquifers and, you know, global warming, et cetera. No, the reason why he rejected it, and the number one thing on President Obama and the administration's mind is reelection. Okay? Them okaying this pipeline wouldn't really draw them any votes. Because remember, he's not winning any more Republicans over. He's not. All right. Who does he need to continue to salvage for support? Well, environmentalists and the liberals, et cetera. Now, look, I used to work for the EPA. I love the environment, right? But I also love the working American. Okay. And I think it's much more unhealthy for our country to have unemployment than to have another pipeline among the many pipelines we already have. Okay. That's just my scientific opinion. Okay, with my years of science, I just think an employed American is going to be a little healthier, a little better for the environment. Okay, maybe they could buy a smart car. Maybe they, you know, I mean, you could go on. Let's get Americans employed, then figure out what to do with the environment. Okay, and there's many things you could do. Solar energy. I mean, I don't want to go down that path because I want to make a point here. Okay, President Obama needs to garner as much support as possible. And Matt Damon had pointed out, yes, Matt Damon, I think he's a good actor. I like Matt Damon. But he really ripped into President Obama for not taking a more liberal stance and trying to appease the other side. And I don't know, he went off and he lost me for a while there. But that's exactly what President Obama's doing now. He's like, well, if the liberals and the environmentalists are my biggest group of supporters, then fine. That's where I'll go. That's where I'll go. And does this drive you crazy that your employment destiny, right, your unemployment figures for your state are in the hands of somebody that is contemplating how to get reelected? This is exactly the whole problem with our political system. We're having politicians make decisions for us. I mean, if you're not working, right, and you were looking for a huge project that would possibly help you because this was going to go up and down the whole country, right, you're probably not going to get a crack at it because Obama wants to get reelected. One individual wants to stay in the White House. He doesn't want to pack up. He doesn't want to have to go and get duct tape. Or that clear tape that's always sticky, and when you try to, you know, tape the box, it rolls over and gets stuck, and then you get to catch a new piece. It's a pain in the butt. If I was president, I wouldn't want to leave the White House either. But honestly, that's what this comes down to. He doesn't want to leave the White House. So he's going to try to appease the environmentalists and as many liberals as he can. That's what this is all about. You know, we are going to be watching. You know, everybody says 2012 is going to be a good year. I hope it is, but it's going to be a very frustrating year. It's going to be very difficult for us to watch until Election Day in November. It is going to probably be extremely frustrating, and many of our blood pressures are going to go up while we watch what's going on. I mean, for example, here they are. They're going back and forth with Mitt Romney and what he makes and tax returns, et cetera. And Mitt Romney goes, oh, I'll give you my tax return in April. Well, of course, because he hopes he's, you know, he has a nomination by then. And then you also wonder, well, why does he have to? You know, why does he really have to show his tax returns and how much money does he make? Did we have to know what Obama made? Did we know Obama's, you know, net income and gross income and deductions? No, nobody cared. They were like, oh, we just don't want the Bushes anymore. So he looks good. And, you know, he speaks well and he's from Harvard and he was fine. Let's pick him. Nobody asked. Nobody cared about how much he made. He's a wealthy man. I mean, he's from Hawaii, went to Harvard, the guy had money. But no, nobody cared then, because right now, the whole fever is anti-rich. So they're hoping to make Mitt Romney look like an evil rich person. Well, do we really want somebody who's poor and someone who's lost job after job after job, maybe on meth, you know, you know, barely able to feed his family, running our country? Don't we want somebody who's successful? I mean, if Mitt Romney was not successful at business, do we really want him even giving any input on our economy? Well, Dr. Dahlia, we need to show that he was greedy and he was greedy. Well, okay, you know what, though? Every president I know came from wealthy backgrounds and probably was a little greedy. Okay, you know, I mean, you do get a little greedy. When you make that kind of money, you want to go to the White House, you're going to get a little greedy. You're going to get a little ugly when you're in the political spectrum. You want to be in the White House to be president of the United States and go down in history. You're going to get a little greedy. You don't think Obama was a little greedy? Well, we need to know how much he makes, you know, and it's really frustrating that nobody's really looking at anybody's
I mean, they aren't looking at this intellectually. You know, when I brought up earlier before the break that the average voter may be stupid, I really didn't want to say that insulting. You know, I'm not trying to insult anybody. But like I said, when I saw, and I believe she was a conservative who stood up on Fox News, one of the panelists, and after Newt Gingrich made some very salient points that I think, you know, both sides of the political spectrum would agree on, all she could come up with is he was a fat, old, rich guy. And if this is what the voter thinks, you can't strategize a political campaign, you know, to someone's intelligence. You need to then hit their eyes. You need to, I guess, hit their senses. And you need to, you know, it's like you're going to be addressing a kid. All right, Mitt Romney looks handsome. He's tall, he's slim. Maybe that's what people want. Maybe people are just looking superficially at our candidates. Now, again, if Mitt Romney wins the presidential primary, absolutely, I'm going to throw my support to him. But what I don't want is people dismissing the other candidates because they don't have the look. All right? But maybe we're naive. Maybe in all these elections, okay, nobody really looked at substance. If they did, Obama wouldn't have been elected. Hillary Clinton probably had more substance than Obama on the Democratic ticket. But Obama looked good. He looked better than Hillary. He did. He spoke well. He debated well. They put Obama up against McCain. McCain, a war hero. McCain, very accomplished. But he looked sickly compared to Obama. He was smaller, very stiff neck. Looks like he had a cervical fusion. Scars from his melanoma, and he just didn't look the part. People want someone that looks the part. Really, you don't care about what they have to say or what they've done or their political record? Really? And I guess that's what we're seeing time and time again. And, you know, you want somebody with substance and you want a voter to, you know, base their vote on using their intelligence, not using, you know, oh, well, he looks good, but this is the way it's going to be. I mean, Santorum, very smart guy, doesn't have a chance. He doesn't look the part. They say Mitt Romney is the most electable than all the other candidates. Why is he the most electable? Why? Well, because he looks the part. That's what we're dealing with here. So don't be surprised by what happens. Don't be surprised if people don't listen to Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich or Santorum or even listen to Mitt Romney with what he has to say. All right? The average voter may be very, very superficial. And we already saw that with President Obama rising to the White House. He got a lot of the college students to rally behind him. They didn't know what the heck he stood for. The change. 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 Well, it stands for change. Change. What does that mean? Oh, it changed all right. It changed all right. Now we have taxes. We have less jobs. We have worse unemployment. You got change. Is that what you wanted? They don't know. They didn't know. Ignorance is bliss. He looked good. They're chasing the butterfly. Our average voter is going to chase a butterfly. And you and I, who have an ounce more of intelligence than these average voters, are going to be extremely frustrated this year. Just be prepared. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit some medical headlines. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Email me on our website at drdahlia.com. But thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your city, please contact your news station, talk station, and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to them. And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. All right, so interesting today. We're still watching the horrific, sinking of the cruise ship that's been bobbing up and down off the coast of Italy. More news with the captain today. The captain's lawyer says that the captain actually never fled the scene. What happened is he tripped and accidentally fell into a lifeboat. I know. That's their story. But of course, they are grabbing at straws because, you know, notwithstanding the manslaughter charges, Captain Scatino could actually go to jail for 12 years just for fleeing the scene. just for fleeing the ship and not staying with the ship until all souls were safe and off, just for fleeing, 12 years of prison. Okay, that doesn't even, you know, touch the nautical flyby or the manslaughter charges and wrongful death and, you know, everything else that he's going to get in trouble for. So he's on house arrest from what I understand. He's not in jail, but he's under house arrest. And I guess they're going to figure out what they're going to do. Unfortunately, the search has been stopped. They aren't looking for any more survivors. Apparently, the water is very cold. And they think whoever would still be alive at this point wouldn't be. And that there wouldn't be survivors due to the coldness of the water. They also say the conditions for these divers are so dangerous that they really can't get in there. You know, it's interesting because you're looking at this. You're like, okay, well, you know, if you're in a scuba suit, you should easily be able to get in there. But they say, no, you have stuff floating all over the place. It's very difficult for you to, you know, maintain your string, your line, such that you could get back. And to go in and out of crevices that are now sinking by the weight of the water. Remember, the cruise ship is not going to look like a hotel on its side. You already have the water causing, you know, causing dents and contractions of these small crevices. And they're saying it's just getting too dangerous. They also say that the boat is on a very slippery slope on the land at which it is on the sea floor, and it could easily sink another 40 to 60 feet. Way too dangerous for the rescuers. And it's a shame because there's still about 21 people missing. Now, you're hearing more and more reports from some of the survivors. One of the survivors on the ship is the granddaughter of a survivor from the Titanic, Valentina Capuano. She's 30 years old. She says her grandmother and great uncle were aboard the Titanic when it sank in 1912. I mean, her grandmother must have been really, really old. There must be a big, big age difference. She said her grandmother survived, but her great uncle Giovanni was a waiter aboard the Titanic and died. So she said this just shocked her that here she is on a ship going through what her grandmother went through 100 years earlier. Absolutely amazing. I mean, amazing to think that somebody could be the granddaughter of somebody from the Titanic being that young in her 30s. And then the other piece of trivia that came out with this is the dining room song, the music in the background, when this ship, the Costa Concordia, was about to hit the rock and hit the island, the song was Celine Dion's My Life Will Go On or My Love Will Go On, the Titanic theme song. So the Titanic theme song was played. They say this. These are the reports from the survivors that while they were in the dining room, the music in the background was the Titanic's theme song, My Heart Will Go On. A beautiful song that was being played right as the ship struck the rock. Weird. Just plain weird. You know, you look at that and you go, you just wonder how all of the events could have unfolded. But, two Swiss brothers who were able to survive the ship said that was the music and it was confirmed. So, you know, very scary, very frightening stuff. And again, I can't believe they stopped the search so quickly. But when they explained what was going on with the boat listing and how the divers, it's not that easy for them to go in there. You know, you'd think you poke the hole, you go in and you swim down the hall and bust open each door and look, you'd think it was that simple, and it's not. It's not. So it's a shame. Okay. Now, let's go to some medical headlines here. This is kind of interesting. They say there's a blood test coming out where you could tell the sex of the fetus as early as 5 weeks. Now, I remember them talking about this a few months ago and how people were going to be concerned in China, because then if they know at the 5 week mark what child they're going to have, and since, you know, many people in China, I think they're only allowed one child due to population control and many want a male, if the fetus ends up being a female, they may choose to abort it. So you worry about sex selection. But, you know, for many other people, they think this is pretty cool. A team at Cheol General Hospital in Seoul, South Korea, found that various ratios of two enzymes, which can be extracted from a pregnant mother's blood, indicate the baby's gender as early as 5 or 6 weeks. It's a blood test. They say knowing the sex early is important if the mother is a carrier of an X chromosome gene that could carry muscular dystrophy or hemophilia. Female fetuses were either free from the disease or carriers, but a male has a 50% chance of inheriting the disease. That's not why people are going to want to do it. I mean, honestly, if I knew I was giving birth to a baby with hemophilia, I'd still give birth to the baby. I'm not going to do anything with the pregnancy, you know? But usually you can't tell the sex of the baby till, you know, the 20th week. We were able to tell by week 13, I was having problems with the pregnancy, so we were ultrasound a little more often. And for some reason, my son had a huge hydrocele, so you could see his testicles, I mean, as early as the 13-week mark. We were surprised. I mean, there was no doubt he was a boy, you know, and daddy's like, yeah, you know, and I'm like, God, we're going to have to do something with that hydrocele. But daddy's like, don't do anything too quick, you know, let me show my family first. This is pretty impressive. Please, please. You probably got it from my side of the family. No. But anyway, you know, so we were able to tell earlier with my kids when we were watching. But usually at your 20-week ultrasound is when you get to find out the sex of the baby. Well, now if it's at 5 weeks, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, the only thing is again, my only worry is that going to lead to sex selection. I mean, you know, the more we do, you know, in nature, you know, does that mean the better? Well, I don't know. Okay, now, there's a woman in Denver, another one, who faked having cancer. And she was able to raise over $30,000 from people. All right, this woman, Jennifer Risa Stover, 35 years old, told people she was fighting cancer, is a hospice worker at Collier Hospice Center. Or actually, she doesn't work there anymore. And her employer began to question her time off requests, which she said were for uterine cancer treatments. She told coworkers she was undergoing experimental treatments, but she never had uterine cancer. She came up with this fake diagnosis, got donations from 16 people, made over $30,000. One donated 12 grand alone for her medical treatments, mortgage payments, car payments, groceries, and other expenses. Then a coworker became suspicious and asked her supervisor for advice. They went to the police. Now she is indicted by a grand jury on theft of $20,000 or more and charitable fraud, released after posting $5,000 bond. Don't you hate people like this? That's all she, $5,000 bond? I can't stand people like this. They fake, they pry on people's good intentions. I said this once, I'm going to say it again, okay? If somebody accosts you saying they have cancer and they need treatment, they need money, you direct them to American Cancer Society or you direct them to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Direct them to the society and donate money to that society. They could then benefit from the society, but you never give the money directly to them. Never. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers were kind of hoping that an Alzheimer's disease treatment was going to get through some of the late stages of the clinical study. This was this experimental drug, Dimebon. That was the brand name, trade name. The generic name would be Latripyrdine. It was being developed to try to stop or even possibly reverse the course of Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, though, testing and development has been halted. There's been disappointing results, and it doesn't look like it's going to fly. Drug makers Pfizer and Medivation Incorporated said Tuesday that a study of about 1,000 patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's found that the medicine Dimebon did not significantly improve their cognitive ability, self-care, or daily functions. Now, this is just another example of why pharmaceuticals companies charge an arm and a leg when a medicine actually does go through, right? Trying to develop an Alzheimer's medication and going through a study as, you know, I mean, they got all the way to late stage. You know, there's multiple stages in these studies. This was a loss. This was a huge loss. You know, every time you hear, I don't usually report on all the failures, you know, because that really doesn't mean a lot to most of us. You're like, all right, well, they tried to work on a drug and it didn't work, you know. Sometimes, you know, I let you guys know, like the HDL, when we talk about cholesterol and we want the good cholesterol was the HDL, one of the companies, I believe it was Pfizer, was working on, or AstraZeneca, was working on an HDL medication. And, you know, that failed. You know, so, I mean, we'll talk about some of the major ones, but I don't tell you about every single drug that fails. It's sad. You know, really, why get your hopes up? You know, oh, well, they almost had a medication. But the reason why I want to bring this up is they were close. They were getting close. But unfortunately, in one of the latest studies, didn't show enough. Didn't show enough data. So I'm not going to make it. And however many millions of dollars that was spent developing this, gone. So they're going to keep trying. They're going to keep trying, and one will probably come through millions of dollars later. Maybe not for Alzheimer's. Maybe it'll be a skin medication or an antibiotic. Who knows? But if that sucker goes through, you bet your butt, you know, they're going to try to make their money back. I mean, it's not easy being in the pharmaceutical field. I know they look like the big bad guys. And years ago, they were making a lot of money. They really were. Like I said, Pfizer did damn good having Viagra, having Lipitor, having Z-Pak, having Zoloft. But I think as of March, Viagra goes generic. Zoloft has been generic. Z-Pak has been generic. Lipitor has gone generic. They got to come up with another drug. If they don't come up with a killer drug, one every 7 years, these companies could go under. So, you know, it's a shame because I would love for them to come up with a drug that could stop Alzheimer's or even reverse it. Even if you can't reverse it, you know, what we need to move forward, even halting it, just can't do it yet. They still don't have it yet. They're still not there. All right. Also in the news today, looks like the LA Council has now approved a regulation saying if you want to film a porno in LA, all actors have to wear condoms. Now it goes to the mayor for his signature, and we believe the mayor will approve this, okay? They say, though, before it takes effect, council has told the city attorney, police officials, and others to hold meetings to determine how the new rule can be enforced. So what? Does somebody get assigned? I'll take the job. No, Joe, you're not going. Let me go, please. I guess they have to stand there and watch. I don't know. The move, they say, is an exercise in political correctness that can't be enforced, according to adult entertainment executives. All right, this is Christian Mann, general manager of Evil Angel Productions, which is one of the industry's biggest makers of porn films. Did you know that? Evil Angel? Right? I don't really get that name from. He says the only thing that the city could potentially achieve is losing some film permit money and driving some productions away. But you can't actually compel an industry to create a product that the market doesn't want. So he's saying that the pornography market will not stand for condoms. Okay, so those of you that watch porn, do you care? Really? I mean, do you look that closely? I mean, aren't condoms, I mean, yeah, I know you have red condoms and green and gold and glitter, but aren't they really just kind of skin colored? I mean, can you really see it? Well, I do understand. You're right. Many of these films, they do close-ups. But come on. So what's going to end up happening is they're saying these porn companies are going to move and they're going to do their filming elsewhere. So they don't have to wear the condoms. Is this dangerous or what? I don't understand why somebody would want to be a porn actor. I mean, there's many other ways to make money. Flip burgers, okay? You really don't need to have sex on film, have everybody watch. I mean, maybe you like it. I guess if you're a nymphomaniac, it's a dream come true. But you're going to get AIDS. You're going to get hepatitis. You're going to get syphilis. You're going to come down with something. All right. I like the idea of making them wear condoms. Absolutely. Why not? You know? Well, I guess. I mean, I live in Nevada, so it'll probably boost our economy because now we're going to have these companies come to Nevada so they could film their porn. Right, we don't have Sawara. We have Sawara in Arizona. When I grew up in Arizona. So you'd probably, you know, you could tell, you could always tell if it's filmed in Arizona because you'll see a Sawara back there. I don't think there's Sawara in any other state. Nevada, you'll see the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. You'd probably see that. You'd probably see a sign saying Dr. Dahlia Show. Right? Well, all right. So what are you going to do? Okay. Let's see this. The Mediterranean diet will halve your risk of Parkinson's disease. They don't know, which foods have a protective effect, but they say fruit, vegetables, fish have been very beneficial. And they say your risk of Parkinson's can actually be halved. Now, this was published in the European Journal of Neurology. We've known that the Mediterranean diet, you know, is healthy. Parkinson's disease is where many of your nerves become damaged. You end up, hopefully if you're susceptible to dopamine, many of these dopamine agonists can help you. But signs of Parkinson is you start to shuffle, have a shuffling walk. You get this pill rolling tremor where it looks like you're rolling a pill in your hands, but you aren't. And you have a very flat affect. You know, you could still be funny and very astute, but you can't move your face, make many facial movements. They say thousands of cases of Parkinson's disease are diagnosed every year among the elderly. Of course, the risk of developing the disorder increases sharply, affects 5 in every 1,000 people in their 60s, but 40 in every 1,000 in their 80s. Cells in the brain that control movement die off. That's why you get shaking and a lot of muscle stiffness and involuntary movement. Now, they say, of course, you know, the Mediterranean diet, they've always said this is one of the healthiest. Personally, I love baba ghanoush and hummus. I think it's delicious. It just makes me fart. I mean, it's really difficult. It's really difficult to go out with friends, right, and then hang out later because I just get a lot of gas, but it's delicious. It really is. And, of course, olive oil, a lot of vegetables, tomatoes is a biggie. So, you know, just eat healthier. Eat healthier. I don't say, you don't mean you have to go and get the baba ghanoush. Baba ghanoush is eggplant. And then they put a bunch of seasonings and garlic and they make it into a paste and you dip pita in it. It's delicious stuff. Hummus is, I think, garbanzo beans. Yeah, very gassy. Very gas causing. But still yummy. Yummy. Did you guys see the movie, the Zohan movie, Don't Mess with the Zohan, with Adam Sandler? He was dipping hummus in everything you do. You end up putting that on everything. But see, what's interesting about hummus and baba ghanoush is it's filling. So I think the reason why a lot of Mediterraneans eat healthy, because they eat this in Greece and Italy, et cetera, is because that could be your main entree. You don't have to eat the red meat. You don't have to eat the pork, the fatty food. You could make a meal out of baba ghanoush and hummus. You can. Yeah, it just makes you bloated. All right, guys. Yeah. All right. No, that wasn't me. I didn't have any baba ghanoush today. All right, guys. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.